This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom, worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas. What do you know about the almost invincible team of the 1990-1991 season? By the end of the season, Arsenal been finished as league champions for the second time inside 3 seasons. And only one match them lose out of the 38 we them play. This season been start with 2 major signings for Highbury. After of 1 year of struggle, Arsenal come by goalkeeper David Seaman from Queen's Park Rangers before the start of the season. Previous goalkeeper John Lukic then sell him to promoted Leeds United. As Arsenal signed Swedish winger and sleeper from Italian side Cremonese, it means say 2 players where they play the same position could get move. And the 2 players will be moved now Brian Marwood and Martin Hayes. George Graham will be manager at that time, constrained in defense with move for Norwich defender Andy Linigan. Even though Linigan no 2 play for his first season for Highbury, he still proved to be strong member of that team. Among the players who make their debut for that season are midfielder David Hillier and striker Andy Cole. Una go remember Andy Cole as the top Manchester United striker for their treble season, we see them win FA Cup, Premier League and UEFA Champions League. Although Cole be make just 1 appearance for Arsenal for the season as substitute, the other guy David Hillier been played 22 games for all the competitions and he said follow collect title medal. This season we start with 3-0 away win over Wimbledon, with them follow with 2-1 home win over Luton Town. This good form can continue, so that by the end of October, Arsenal they unbeaten for the league, along with defending champions them Liverpool and North London rivals Tottenham. We begin to make people excited, say, ah, blase this title race go rugged. They still be that way, them before by the wayside. Can't leave only Arsenal and Liverpool to the drag. On 20th of October, Arsenal been travel go Old Trafford for league match against Manchester United, where they win 1-0. But the match spoil is sake of the 21-player brawl will take place.
Unfortunately, it wasn't the finer points of Limpar's goal that would occupy next day's back pages, but the coarser aspects of the competitive spirit. In other words, the second half brawl. In all, 21 players were involved, most, it should be said, trying to calm things down.
And because of that nonsense, the FA Cup be reduced Arsenal points by 2, come out 1 point from Manchester United. By November 28, League Cup hope for Arsenal being fade away as they lose 6-2 for house against Manchester United for the 4th round. 4 days later, Arsenal been beat Liverpool 3-0 for the league for Highbury. We end Liverpool unbeaten start to the league campaign.
Smith with a shot, a fantastic goal! 3-0! What a backheel it was though! And what a finishing strike by Alan Smith! And Arsenal have put to rest all the nightmares of Wednesday night now.
19th of December, Arsenal enter Gbege, sick of say Tony Adams, been go jail for 4 months. Following car crash. They release him after 2 months behind bars. But that period, now make Arsenal suffer the only league defeat where them suffer. And then a 2-1 defeat for Chelsea for their 24th game.
Campbell. And now Smith has got through and got one back. 2 minutes into stoppage time. Well, it's something of a token celebration from the Arsenal supporters. Great determination from George Graham's team and Smith refusing to be beaten.
Confirmation of Arsenal League triumph can't come for the penultimate game of the season, will be 6th of May 1991. Arsenal beat Manchester United for house 3-1. Inside match where our top scorer that year, Alan Smith, will score hat-trick. And our sleeper will score hat-trick for Arsenal final fixture, will be the 6-1 victory over Coventry City for Highbury. As the league take finish that season, Arsenal finish with 83 points. Out of 38 games, then win 24, draw 13, lose only 1. Like, I give you a quick rundown of the players we feature for Arsenal. Our goalkeeper, David Seaman. Defender, Nigel Winterburn. Defender, Lee Dixon. Defender, Tony Adams. Defender, Steve Bould. Defender, Andy Linigan. Defender, David O'Leary. Defender, Colin Pates. Midfielder, David Rocastle, rest in peace. Midfielder, David Hillier. Midfielder, Anders Limpa. Midfielder, Paul Davies. Midfielder, Michael Thomas. Midfielder, Perry Groves. Midfielder, Siguro Johnson. Forward, Paul Merson. Forward, Alan Smith. Forward, Kevin Campbell. And forward, Andy Cole. If you've been a Jazz Now fan, make sure say you to follow us on top Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. We do on top Facebook as well at UpGunnersNG. UpGunners!